MSNBC's Gernatsky, Wealthy White Wine Track Liberals Behind Buttigieg Boomlet. By Tony Lee on April 17, 2019. MSNBC analyst Steve Gernatsky on Tuesday pointed out that presidential candidate Pete Buttigieg's D support is coming mostly from wealthy white liberals like many so-called wine track Democrats before him. Gernatsky said that a bit of a profile about who is behind the Buttigieg boomlet is emerging. He said, based on the most recent national polls, the higher the income, the more interest there is in Buttigieg, the South Bend, Indiana, mayor. Watch, as Steve Gernatsky breaks down what kind of voters are more inclined to vote for Mayor Buttigieg. Hashtag tracking Gernatsky pick.twitter.com/Bezovwinnock. MSNBC, at MSNBC, April 16, 2019. The vastly underrated MSNBC analyst pointed out that Buttigieg received the most support in three recent national polls. Morning Consult, Emerson, Quinnipiac, from voters making more than $100,000 annually. Gernatsky noted that Buttigieg is doing better among white voters and poorly among black voters. Buttigieg received 2%, 0%, and 2% support from black voters in the three most recent national polls, and described him as the wine track candidate who is appealing to more liberal and highly politically engaged voters. In essence, Buttigieg is basically the morning Joe candidate adored by highly educated white liberals who have perfected the art of speaking for hours and sounding smart without saying anything of substance while making everyone who is taking part in the conversation feel intelligent at dinner parties and self-perpetuating conferences. This is the top skill that is taught at America's top colleges, graduate schools, and consulting companies populated by Americans from homogenous zip codes who went to similar high schools. And it is arguably the most important trait for getting the lazy and often dim-witted chattering class to take a candidate seriously. But, as Gernatsky pointed out, wine track candidates like Buttigieg rarely win the Democratic nomination no matter how much support a candidate like Bill Bradley received from someone like Phil Jackson. I said yesterday that the Buttigieg base taking shape reminds me of Gary Hart, Paul Tsongas, Bill Bradley, and Howard Dean. Worth noting that they all struggled to win black voters, who will make up about one quarter of the Dem primary electorate next year, Gernatsky tweeted. The last Dem to win the nomination without a majority of the black vote was Michael Dukakis in 1988, when Jesse Jackson won 95% of the black vote. Bill Clinton, Gore, Kerry, Obama, and Hillary Clinton all won the black vote in their primary races.